31,000 cars traverse the Claude Allouez Bridge through downtown De Pere every day. The 72-year-old span is showing the strain. On Saturday, residents will be able to give oral testimony to a court reporter or enter written comments into the record. Also, there will be 15 days for others to send the DOT their testimony. There are two options. One is to build a brand new four-lane bridge south of the existing one. The other is to build two separate two-lane bridges, each running one way over the Fox River. The DOT's project manager for the De Pere Bridge is Chuck Carroll. He says there will be informational displays at Saturday's hearing to help people decide what they want.
If it's displacement of buildings, you're probably going to like the two-bridge option because it has less buildings displaced. If your issue is, I want to have wide sidewalks on to walk downtown, well, then you might want to favor the single-bridge option. So it's kind of like you got to pick which piece of dessert you want to have or whatever because you can't have everything.
Also at Saturday's hearing at De Pere's East High School will be a group of citizens who want to save the Claude Allouez Bridge, but only as a pedestrian walkway. Members of the Living Bridge Committee favor the four-lane bridge option. Member Jack LeDuc says that option would allow the city to preserve the old bridge, cover it, and lease out space to small entertainment-related businesses. LeDuc says smaller cities must think creatively to retain their business tax base. He says European cities have a long history of preserving historic bridges.
But primarily, in this country, we rip the bridges down at a cost of millions of dollars. In Europe, they save the bridges. Today, many of those bridges now are covered and have businesses on them and are strictly for pedestrians and for business and to maintain the inner city and the history of the city.
The Department of Transportation isn't taking a position on the Living Bridge proposal. The DOT has the final say on what happens to the De Pere Bridge, but has pledged to abide by whatever decision the City Council endorses in a March 15th vote. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.